They have kayak to move. You have a wagon, it doesn't have kayak to move Batsam, but something else could make it move. So neither of those things apply to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, he doesn't have a complete clear of this. Shai, are we done? Is that enough? All right, we can shut it for now. No, so you're welcome. You're welcome to use it. Whoever wants can use it. But anyway, so we don't have any. We don't have any chibur, any period, nothing connecting, nothing separating. Vamru le yeshiva, le yamida, le oiref, le afoy kereimar, le period, le oiref, le chibur, ki afoy min v'afu bekasef plishtim, klemer yidchafum bekasef, le schabram behem. Fine. So Ramaisa, all these things that we apply to things with a physical guf do not apply to our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Vamar Navi, it says in the Navi, v'el mi tadam yon el. So a few times it says in Navi that there's no one that's nothing that's comparable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no one that's comparable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing that's comparable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The ilu haya guf ki az hayday melagufais. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a guf, so then what do you mean you can't compare anything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is comparable to other things we see in this world, insofar they're made up of Geshem, they have a guf, and he has a guf. But from the fact that the Navi says a few times that there's no way to compare HaKadosh Baruch Hu to anything else, obviously that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a guf. I the kol mashabab esvarim mit ta'arav but ta'arei agufais. I we find in the svarim so many times that we describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu in physical manners, kigayin ha'alicha, like walking, v'hamida and standing, v'yeshiva and sitting, v'adibur and speaking, ukiyaitze b'zeh. We have a lot of terms, physical terms that we use for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this kulam derech hashara, they're all borrowed terms. Ukubash amr dibra tera k'rashim b'nei adam, like we say dibra tera k'rashim b'nei adam, like Chazal say, the Torah speaks about, it speaks in the way that people speak. Ukvar dibru b'nei adam b'nei zeh harbe. V'zeh yisayin ha'shlishi hu asher mera rav mashnemer k'lai re'isim kol tumuna. K'lai mera yisagdem oisai baal tumuna v'fishu hu k'mash amr loy guf v'loy kayach b'guf. He says that this is indicated by the pasuk. The pasuk in Veschanan, it tells us that we can't make any sort of form, any pesel or tzal, any sort of form. Kivay reisim kol tmunak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed himself kivayachol to us at Har Sinai. You didn't see any tmuna. You didn't see any picture. Now, I guess partially you learned in the pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not display himself as a form. But maybe really he has a form, right? Maybe he has a form. Maybe he is a goof, and that's just not how he showed himself. But if that were the shot in the pasuk, then the pasuk wouldn't really make sense, right? Don't make any pasel, don't make any tmuna, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't show himself as a form. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually has a form, but he just didn't show it to us, so why shouldn't we try to make that form of HaKadosh Baruch Hu?
Maybe he doesn't want us to understand him as a form.
We say maybe really there is a form, but
not really.
Okay, maybe, but the Ram thing always think assumes, which I think is the pasuk shot in the pasuk, that what it says, "Kilar isim kol tmura." The point is, you didn't see a tmura because there is no tmura. There's no physical manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why it doesn't make sense to try to create any sort of physical representation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. "Kilar isim kol tmura." You did not see any physical form because there is no physical form to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the right. So the Ram says, we say all the time we use Lashaynais that are the way that we speak about people, about walking, talking. He says those are all Dibra Torah Kavashim B'nei Adam. In other words, the Torah speaks in ways that people can relate to and people can understand. Now, I think it's important to point out that just Dibra Torah Kavashim B'nei Adam comes up a lot in the Gemara. Right? Where does it come up in the Gemara? What kind of context? So it always comes up in the Gemara. If I'm not mistaken, it's always the same thing, right? The pasuk has two words, uses a double lashon. And so let's say one mandamer want to make a drasha from the extra word. And the other mandamer will say, you can't make a drasha from the extra word. Dibra Torah k'lashon b'nei adam. People sometimes will say something twice to emphasize it. So do the Torah speaks like that sometimes too. This, taking that concept and applying it here, taking that concept of Divrei Torah Kabbalah Adam and saying that therefore the Torah will speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu in human forms, because that's easy for people to relate to, even though it's not actually the truth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a chiddush of the Rishayim. That doesn't exist in the Gemara, it being used in those terms, the Lashon of Divrei Torah Kabbalah Shem Adam. The application of that Lashon to this case, I think it's when it first comes up in the Rishayim.
Usually it's not called like the Sabra Saizen, usually it's just like, right, I'm saying it's not usually what they call it.
Right, so the term Divrei Torah Kabbalah Shem Adam, that term, right, so that the Gemara uses it in a different context. The Gemara doesn't use it in that context. Right? Go ahead. What? What?
We think of it like the mice of Rechava and stuff like that. Like what did they saw nothing. I mean, there had to be something that they saw.
So
the Yamsuf and the Shemans opened up. They just saw.
So I think we say that there's some sort of hasaga, there's some sort of understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not seeing any sort of physical entity. You know, there could be also, you know, with a nevuah, they kind of pictured something, but that wasn't actually seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was HaKadosh Baruch Hu expressing some sort of mashal. But there was no seeing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's some sort of perception of some sort of concept. You could also say that that's the Hasaga that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to Nevi'im, because he knows that they could figure out from there some sort of truth, but not that it's any sense of representation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What are you doing?
It's a little hard to understand by our scenario, It's not like an attribute.
I think the idea is the same way that when we want to understand something, we want to know something, you know, we look at it to try to understand it and size it up. So that's how, when we speak about Klal Yisrael having an understanding of Tefis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we speak about them as seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
So is there any harder to understand
of yours? I don't think so. Fine, so let's see the Rambam of Teshuva. It says, I read the Furish, Betayr, and Vim, Shaina Kadosh Baruch, who Gufu Gvia, Shnamar, Kashem, Lakechem, who are Kim, Bashamai, Ma'ava, or its Bitachas. But Gufu Yea, Bishne Mekaymas. So here he has another Makar, here in Yalachazaki, he has another Makar. Says that the Kadosh Baruch, who is in the Shemayim, Ma'ava, or its Bitachas, he's way up and he's deep down. And if we're talking about a guf, and we're saying he really is Bashmayim, and he really is Mitachas, a guf can't be in two places at the same time. V'nemar ki larisim kol tmuna, v'nemar va'almi tidamyuni v'ashava, v'ilo yaguf ha'yudayim b'rashar gufim. Okay, now the next piece of Mordavuchim, and here the context here, he's discussing the certain concepts about HaKadosh Baruch Hu that are only going to be understood by people whose minds are more well-developed, and they're not able to be understood or be explained to everyone. And here he's going to contrast that with this concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a guf. Amna marchokas ha'akshama v'asaras ha'dimoy v'apoyas me'ashem hu inyin sh'roi l'vara v'kol adam k'fimashu. Everyone can have some sort of understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a guf. That's not a very deep thing that needs a very intellectually advanced person to understand. But Masrei beKabbalah, you give it over to Kabbalah, Ketanim, to children, Lanashim, to women, Lasichlam, to silly people, Chaser Esechel, people who don't have a high intelligence. So the same way, there's certain basic understandings of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's one, that he was always here, that you can't be even anyone else. This is Nichal and those things that everyone in Klal Yisrael is expected to be able to have some understanding of. Ki ein yichud ki im basaris hakshamas. You can only view HaKadosh Baruch Hu as truly being one if there's no Geshem. Ki HaGeshem einai echad aval morkav mechoy mevitzura shnayim vegeder v'gam ke mischalik mekabal achaluka. U'kshikabu zeh v'yugdulu lov. And when a child is mekabal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no guf and he grows up with that, and then what's going to happen? So your child, you're going to teach him when he's little, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no guf, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not physical. Then he's going to start learning Navi, and he's going to say, one second, the Navi is full of stories about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's guf, full of references to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's guf. Yivur lem inyanim v'forshu lem rishon rishon. Explain to them one at a time. V'iru asem al shitav hashemos v'ashroseyem. Teach him about sometimes words are used as borrowed terms. Ashekol asem zeh ha-maimer. Ad sheti amitas hamunda ba'achtus Hashem u'behem min sifra nevim emunah shalim b'yodam. Until they understand that they're both true. What it says in the Nevi'im is true. It's not a sheker, it's just a borrowed terminology. It's a mashal. This, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no guf, is true also. Explain to them how they could both coexist. If someone is not able to understand the reference in Navi, you know, it says a Yad, a Chazaka, or Israel Anituya, whatever it is, and someone is not at the level to understand what the Mashal is and what that's telling us about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts. You should tell him, say, listen, there are chachamim, there are wise people who understand this pasuk. So he says that if someone is at the level where they're not able to understand the Mishalim in the Nevi'im, so you tell them like this. You tell them, listen, what it says in the Navi is a true reference. It doesn't mean it literally. It means it as a borrowed term. There are Chachamim who can understand what it means. We don't understand what it means. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no guf, and they're all true. Fine. But Ramaisa, the Rambam says here that everyone in Klal Yisrael, Ketanim, Noshim, Sichlim, Chesere Das, all you're supposed to teach them that Kadosh Baruch Hu has no guf. That's interesting. I wonder if it's in contrast to the Sefer Chasidim. And you can look at it, you can see what you think. It's not as mefurish as the Rambam, but he says here, U'bekol k'nyanecha k'nei bina. She'elei rav she'yeda v'yavin ma'hu lo'imeit. So you always have to make sure that the Rebbe that you have knows and understands what he's teaching. Even if he's only teaching Lashon HaKodesh, something, you know, very basic, he has to know what he's talking about. When he teaches Chumash, he has to understand it. When it comes to Divrei Yerushalayim, Kigayin Mechabed Es HaTorah, so he teaches the children to be mechabed the Torah. The loy midloy, and the Rebbe should teach the children, Shabayre Bashamayim, the Bayre, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, resides Bashamayim, he resides in heaven. V'hu anaisim v'hu mefares, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gives, he sustains. V'yare loy shebashamayim hu. And you show him he's Bashamayim. So I guess he says, you know, the Rebbe should walk out with the students and say, you know, you look up to the sky, there in Shamayim, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's where he is. V'migdal yiramdu sheish Gan Eden v'Gehenem. When he grows older, you teach him about Gan Eden and Gehenem. Ki ha'yaradim ribam kerev ha'gdeirem b'charayim. So the interesting Lashon, he says that the hearts of children are like the hearts of adults while they're dreaming. What does he mean? Svurim she'akol ames. They think everything is true. In other words, you want to teach kids while they're young concepts that are harder for older people to integrate, because when they're young, they believe everything. So something which is going to be hard for a person's older to believe, so if you get him ingrained in him while he's young, it'll be easy, because young people are like older people while they're dreaming, they believe anything. Kids also think whatever you tell them is true. Until they start hanging out with bad friends, and then they have a bad influence on them, and then it's hard to convince them of things anymore. So the Sefer Chasidim says that what's the Rebbe supposed to do? He's supposed to tell the kids that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Bashamayim, show them Shamayim, and say, yeah, there is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's the one who sustains us. Now the Rambam says that even kids, even Ketanim, we're supposed to bring them up with the idea that Kadosh Baruch Hu is not physical. He doesn't reside in Shemayim. He doesn't reside anywhere. There's no place where he is. So Chayra, it sounds like there's some sort of different viewpoint here as to how we're supposed to be, you know, mechanech children. I think Sefer Chasidim obviously agrees also that Kadosh Baruch Hu does not live in Shemayim. He's not in Shemayim. He's not in Shemayim. He's not in Eretz. He's not in anywhere. But he thinks that, you know, for the sake of teaching Ketanim who don't have a very sophisticated understanding, that's how we should start them off. But the Rambam says no. There's no place for that at all. From when the time kids are little, we're always supposed to teach them HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no goof. There's a guy who used to be in Shaar HaTorah, Reuven Weinberg, but his son's actually coming next year. You know, he's from Passaic, Reuven Weinberg. Reuven. Yeah. Father's Reuven, yeah. So son's coming next year. Anyway, I used to learn with him. So when he was young, his parents didn't let him sing Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. So that it's kfira. Hashem is not here, Hashem is not there, Hashem is not truly everywhere. That says that Kadosh Baruch Hu has a physical place in this world. What? He's a very fine guy. So he said that it's kfir to say it. What? Means he's not here. Something to be here means he's part of this physical world.
He's so nowhere and everywhere.
So that's only a mashal, right? The point is that's a mashal. That's not meant literally. But when you sing it to kids take it literally. That's the problem. The problem is that kids take it literally. Right? To say it as an adult, that Hashem is b'shamayim b'varetz, we understand that he's not b'shamayim, he's not b'varetz. It's a mashal to the fact that there's no place where there's no chelek of life or anything. There's no HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when you say it to kids, so kids think Hashem is there, kids think Hashem is there, and kids think Hashem is everywhere, and that's kfira. Anyway, I told this over to my father-in-law, that his parents didn't let him sing Hashem is here, Hashem is there as a kid. And his response was, yeah, that song always bothered me also a lot. He also found that song very bothersome. So, yeah.
Which one?
But I think we're supposed to understand that he's not here, he's not there, he's not part of the physical world. He's not something that's aware. He's not aware. He's not being yana of aware. It's like the Rambam says, if I ask you if the music was salty or sweet, it's not a question, is the music salty or sweet? Music is not salty, music is not sweet. If I ask you, if the ice cream was loud or quiet, ice cream is not loud, ice cream is not quiet. It's not a question which has been yana of ice cream. But he's not in a physical sense, right? He is, but not in a physical sense. So therefore, to say that...
Am I supposed to understand this?
No, I think what we're supposed to understand is, like, the Rishonim say a lot that when we speak about Kadosh Baruch Hu, we speak more about Shalila. We speak about what he's not. We understand that he's not part of this world. He's not here, he's not there, he's not everywhere. That we could understand. To understand exactly what it means, a Metzius, which is not physical, is harder for us to understand. Because everything we experience is physical. But understand that he's not here, that he's not there, that we could understand.
Sound you can't see it.
Okay.
Okay, anyway, there's the Rambam in Yad, which is nice Rambam to go through, but it's running a little late. I don't want to take so long. So let's just speak. It's the Rambam Yisrael HaTorah on Perek Aleph. But let's do a little bit. Let's skip to Halacha Yud. He says, he's discussing this Indian at length, that Kadosh Baruch Hu does not have a guf. Mahu zeh shebikesh Moshe Rabbeinu ha'asik. Sh'ama hareini nos kvaydecha. There's a question a bunch of Rishonim ask. But Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Kadosh Baruch Hu, hareini nos kvaydecha, show me your kavod. What was he asking for? Whatever that is, there's no physical manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what does it mean, show me your honor? What does that mean? Bikash leida amitas himatzai shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu ad sheyadua belvavai k'ma yediyas echad min ha'anashim shera pana v'nechikat surasai v'libai shenimtza oisai ha'ish nifrad bidaitai mishar ha'anashim. So it says that, obviously Moshe was not asking to see anything physical, to actually see something. But the same way that when you see a person, so you have an understanding in your mind of that person. and how that person is different from every other person. And you don't have to try to like figure out and describe and analyze, but you have in your head different pieces of different people, and they're all different in your head based on the fact that you saw them. He wanted to have that type of understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he would have this tfisa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, understand without, you know, we can try to figure out the nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's all based on figuring out. I think, you know, when you see a person, you know, I see you, and I don't have to try to figure out how you're different from Shimon Zev, right? I see you, I don't figure out why you're different from Binyamin, because I see you and I see Binyamin. In my mind, those things are different. I don't have to try to say, well, you're this tall, he has brown hair. If I'm describing to someone, I have to describe it like that. But in my own mind, they're just different in my mind, right? I don't have to, in my own mind, to myself, I don't have to try to explain how they're different. They're just, in my mind, they're different. Moshe wanted that kind of tfisa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, he could figure out how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is different from everything else in this world. Fine. But that kind of tfisa where you have a tfisa of a difference without figuring it out, without explaining, without proving, that he was asking from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, just before we stop, you know, we all believe now, and we should believe, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not anything that's Gashmias, anything that's a chiluk of anything Gashmi, and that's, you know, definitely been the Masera and Klal Yisrael for a long time. I think when the Rambam made his arguments, though, it wasn't necessarily the understanding of everyone in Klal Yisrael. Right? We saw already the Ravid says that, you know, Gedolim v'Chachamim Mimenoi, there were greater people than the Rambam who believed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a guf. Now, we're not saying, Ravi's not saying this people are right, but there were people who believed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a guf. And if you look in the Rambam in Igeres Tchias HaMesim, one of the things he addresses is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a guf. And he writes, because he met someone who is a great Talmud Chacham, and the person told him, I'm not sure if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a guf or not. And other people he's heard about, and other people who decided for sure HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a guf. And therefore he finds it necessary to express and explain and prove why HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a guf. But it wasn't necessarily, I think, you know, in the times of the Rishonim, it wasn't necessarily taken for granted like we do today that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a guf. And the Rambam, just one lashon he uses about those people who believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a guf, Ukvar nismale meicha mishigaynas hanashim azkenais. They believe all these things, these silly things from these old women, these old wives' tales. You know, these old women who aren't very intellectual, and they think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu like people having a guf. That's what these people believe. And he says that these people are yosei tay derech mibehema. They're more lost than animals are. Anyway, Salamaisa, that's the third yosei. The third yosei of our Emunah is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no guf. He has no shaychus to anything gufni. Al mita damuni v'ashava. You can't compare HaKadosh Baruch Hu to anything in a guf. It's something which is totally not physical. And I think that's true. I think that we don't really understand things that are not physical, because everything we see around us is physical. Everything we see has a physical cause, right? We don't see things that exist on a non-physical plane. And I think that more of what we're supposed to understand is not exactly what it means that it's not physical, but that it's not physical. Yeah, that's what Rishonim speak about, that we understand more b'derech hashalila. Yeah, you can't define what the nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, but you could define what the nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not. He's not like anything we see in this room. He's not like anything we see in this world. He's not like anything we've ever experienced. That's what we're supposed to believe when we speak of HaKadosh Baruch Hu not being a goof. Okay, very good. So we'll meet again at 12:15. You know what?